The following report contains stories of a fictional nature. No facts were harmed in the making of this broadcast. A strong sense of humor is advised. This is Vaguely News.
Coming up, Springbok Elton Yankees launches in-flight flight attendant wellness company. And South African cabinet approves 30 billion rand funding for scenic Joburg mountain range. Very good morning to you. It's Saturday, May the 21st, 2022. Welcome to Vaguely News. I'm Rob Vega. Springbok fly half Elton Yankees has confirmed rumors of his departure from the national team and said he's comfortable with his decision, which will give him time to prepare for his next venture, an in-flight flight attendant wellness and counseling service.
For me, I'll feel comfortable. We've got time to plan. Yeah.
This follows an incident on a recent flight from Istanbul to Johannesburg where the box superstar was seen helping flight staff change light bulbs as well as reaching out to weary flight attendants stuck in the onboard loos. Elton was asked whether he would be using his well-known negotiating and pleading tactics to knock on the door of opportunity.
It's difficult to say because we're waiting for the government requirements and hopefully on Thursday we will hopefully get feedback from the government.
Yankees and his management are reportedly anxious to kick any concerns about his involvement with flight attendants into touch.
But that's a tricky one.
And in our feel-good Vaguely News story, a project to convert the mine dumps scattered across Johannesburg into a scenic mountain range has received the full backing of the South African cabinet. President Cyril Ramaphosa said the lack of a picturesque backdrop for the City of Gold was a big problem for the government.
This is an area of great concern to myself and to my fellow members of the cabinet.
Ramaphosa said that the application for 30 billion rand had been overwhelmingly approved by his cabinet and would see the iconic mine dumps repurposed into a mountain range, stretching from Alberton in the south through the city centre and on into the north to Muldersdrift, with peaks of up to 3,000 metres high. Ramaphosa addressed concerns over the source of the funding.
No, it doesn't really matter. You can have as much debt as you like, more than what your budget is, for instance, for health and education.
The Groot Gauteng Kopie is expected to be greenlit once the Parliamentary Car Allowance Budget Committee has received their annual allowance. And that's it. That's Vaguely News. I'm still Rob Vega.
Wake up
with Rob Vega. Saturdays, 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 102.7.